And I'm joined in studio by Will Kolouris to help me out with the Super Bowl 50, which is underway 1 p.m. AST this afternoon with the Carolina Panthers taking on the Denver Broncos. The first time these two teams have faced off in the Super Bowl, and they've had a pretty similar run of events leading up into the season for the Broncos. It's the fifth time they finished on top of the regular season. For the Panthers, it is their third in a row. So Will, you're
gonna
help.
We're both going for the Denver Broncos in this one, Sam.
Yeah, I think we're both supporting the same team.
Yeah, I think though that it's actually a really good narrative. Like we were speaking about it earlier, like with Peyton Manning, it's probably his last game in the NFL. His VP of football operations, John Elway, had that same similar story with the Broncos in the 90s. Like going up against a young buck in Cam Newton, who, as you know, like a really, really athletic specimen, really
a runner, right? And it's unusual for a runner to be a quarterback, right? That's pretty rare.
Yeah, yeah. And especially because like he doesn't have that, because of his mobility, it opens up the field for him. Whereas Peyton Manning's a very cerebral kind of, who attacks those little short passes, those little check downs. So it should be good to see. What do you think? Like, are you?
Well, so, I mean, we're just talking about Peyton Manning's last game. I mean, that's a pretty big thing. He's been in the game for quite a long time, right? He was with the Indianapolis Colts for like 15 years, like
that,
a pretty long time. And he only moved to the Denver Broncos like 2012 or something like that.
2012, 2013.
So he's been in the game for a really long time, which is, I mean, for football, it's a debilitating game, especially as a quarterback.
And it's almost as though he's a coach on the field. Like if you watch him play, he'll sit there and he'll call, for anyone that doesn't know, it's called audibles. So he'll change the play on the fly as it's actually happening. So whereas Cam Newton has to rely upon his offensive coordinator to feed him what to do, Peyton Manning has complete control. So it'll be interesting to see what
they cut out the middleman.
what they try and throw at Peyton Manning, considering he's going to be the one in control, and the Denver defense is that strong. How Cam Newton is going to be able to react to that with Peyton Manning actually calling plays for them as well while he's on the field.
I just think on that point, I like that he got a nickname once called From the Sheriff.
The Sheriff,
because he makes all these calls out on the field. He's ordering the troops around.
He's controlling the game.
But I mean, quarterbacks are, in American football, for people who are listening who don't know the system that well, quarterbacks make and break the team, as far as I'm aware.
Most definitely,
They're like the biggest thing on the team. It's weird. It's not like soccer where, you know, you have good strikers or good defense. You have, you know, they all matter. But in football, the quarterback, if you have a rubbish quarterback, your team is rubbish.
Yeah, absolutely, because they set the tempo for the whole game. Like, if your quarterback is bad, that means your defense is going to be on the field for maybe twice, three times as long as the other defense. They're going to get tired, and it affects both the offense and the defense, unlike a game like how you're saying soccer, where it's just everyone's playing in the same game, same time, and the same team. You know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah, and also it's hard to sub them out, right? Because quarterbacks are in short supply.
Denver actually has a pretty good backup quarterback. He did it quite well when he had a little stint during the season this year, Brock Osweiler. But it's said to be like it's going to be his team next year. They've pretty much got that set in stone. So this is Peyton Manning's basically last chance to get his legacy. He's only got one Super Bowl victory. His brother has two, so maybe he can get another one. And
well, on that point again, also, I mean, with Peyton Manning, he's retiring is because he's injuries
he's
and
had
just
a lot of
he's
injuries,
been in the game for so
he's
long.
Had his neck, he's got the whole HGH scandal with his, he had his neck injury, and apparently the HGH got sent to his wife, and then Al Jazeera and BuzzFeed released this whole thing this year. There's that cloud hanging over him. So I think, in my opinion, he's had enough. Like, all signs are pointing to he's going to retire. Only if maybe he doesn't win today, maybe Cam pulls out an upset, even though they might be favored, but Denver's got a better team.
It's also looking at Cam Newton with his more aggressive play style. Yeah. He's in danger zone a lot more than
very
Manning.
Much so. And there's a player on Denver that's actually going to be, they call it quarterback spying. He's going to be heavily attacking him today, called Von Miller. He's a very, very good defensive player. And I don't know, like, the Panthers don't have the wide receiver core that Denver has. They don't have the players that can make plays outside of Cam Newton. So if they start attacking him, get him hurt, go looking out to actually hurt him physically, the Panthers are going to struggle.
And in American football, that's actually, you can do that.
Yes, you can.
You can do that quite legally.
Yes.
You can aim for one player.
And aim for their knees and try and take him out of the game, their ankles, something like that. So
it's kind of a one-trick pony on the Panther side.
Yes, he's going to have to be very quick. He's very fast. He's very smart, but he's going to have to play out of his skin today to beat the Denver Broncos, I think.
And do you think the Panthers are going on the rise then with Cam Newton's talent?
Definitely, definitely. As long as they can keep the core of players that they've got, they'll be at the same way the Seahawks were for the next couple of years. Especially, like, everyone thought last season when they were 5-12 that they'll finished or whatever, but
Well, I mean, they made it to the Super Bowl.
This year, exactly, yeah.
That's pretty good, right? Only two teams do that.
Yeah, and now 15-1. They've got a really good core of players, and they're looking set on the uptick. But I don't think, I don't think they've got enough to beat the Denver Broncos today.
No, also, this is the 50th Super Bowl, right? It's Super Bowl 50. It's a big number. Is there any special celebrations you know of planned for this?
I think around Sydney, there's a couple of pretty good parties. There's one, Wood and Why, they have a podcast, they're throwing a massive party out in Sydney, but I'm thinking I'm more interested in what the Super Bowl halftime entertainment is going to be.
Again, for people who are listening who don't know the Super Bowl so well, it's a tradition of the Super Bowl to have extremely ostentatious halftime specials. So it's not just, they don't just cut to an ad break. They have these crazy huge shows, and they put a lot of effort and money into it. So, I mean, Is it Beyonce this year?
I think it might be Beyonce. I could remember reading it somewhere, but I'm not sure.
There you go. You see Eels versus, you know, whoever. You don't really get Beyonce coming out halftime in, you know, your AFL final. Not so much.
Maybe Meatloaf coming out.
Meatloaf coming out, right, singing, you know, whatever happened Saturday night. So it's going to be a big thing. I guess for the 50th, if you have Beyonce, or anyone, I mean, they're going to have something pretty spectacular. So definitely, if you don't want to watch any of the game, you don't care about football, the halftime show is probably still worth taking a look at.
Exactly.
And I guess just looking back at the teams, we're both going for the Broncos.
Yes.
How realistic do you think it is that the Panthers might pull out a win?
I'm going for the Broncos, but I think the Panthers might win, but it'll just depend on, because you've got so many players on the team, it's going to depend on their motivation, like how much they want to win. And I think Denver's going to lift because they're going to want to have Peyton Manning go out on a victory. He's tried so many times. He got destroyed last year by the Seahawks.
Well, you got to take that into account. It's his last game, very well his last game. So they're going to probably push for everything.
Exactly.
So no, hold nothing back. Well, it's definitely going to be a good competition, worth watching. As I said before, it's going to be on at 1 p.m. AST. Do you say 10:30 in the 10:30 for the
Sydney? I think the theatrics begin at 10:30, but I think the game actually does.
But the game actually starts about 1 p.m. But of course, there is a lot of lead up to it as well. That's also interesting. So check it out if you're interested. It's going to be a very interesting game, and hopefully you'll hear the results too a bit later in the day.